Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting Censored. Today's show is featuring a new content area for us, as Censored always does. So it kicks off 3 weeks of talking about addiction. We're coming into April. It's Alcohol Awareness Month. So staying on these monthly themes, we're going to shift our focus of conversation into addiction, talking about alcoholism and talking about generally about awareness of these issues. So this is Phoebe, Radiolab Tech, and I'm joined by Sienna and Laurel today, which is awesome. They were totally game to join us on the show kind of last minute and talk about this issue with us. So y'all want to say hi?
Hi.
cool. So all the views that are expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So with that, we're going to kick off our show, which is going to feature music by artists who are either in recovery, and that's, I think, the bulk of who we're going to be listening today, as well as some artists who are just kind of talking about that issue and that topic. So we're going to kind of go in and out of listening to a few different songs, breaking down the lyrics that we're hearing, and having an opportunity to kind of unpack in general what our views are about addiction and alcohol awareness. So with that, I think we can start by kicking off with our first song, which is Middle Child by J. Cole. So listen to that and then get back together and talk about it.
If you can count me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my sh**. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my dick is broke? What good is first class if my dick can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my dick more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this, to act like two legends cannot coexist, but I never be for the for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame, it won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers, it won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thinking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. You been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup, I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand, don't make you real. Middle of two generations, I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with a young Kodak. Reminded me of young from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many a cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand don't make you real.
All right. So that was Middle Child by J. Cole, which is the first artist featured on Censored today, looking at music by artists in recovery, talking about the issues of addiction. This is Phoebe, and I'm here with Laurel and Sienna, who are game to kind of join in with us here at the last minute and listen to some of this music. I was wondering, one of the things we did yesterday in workshop was just spend some time generating a list of words that for us kind of spoke to what addiction is about, some of what it's made out of. So I know y'all weren't there yesterday. I'm wondering if you can see this list here of words, could maybe like pick out one or two that stand out for you and maybe talk about, you know, what that is for you. So I don't know, Laurel, anything jumping out for you when you look at that list?
Based on the song, I'm seeing the words need and want, and I feel like a lot of this song is about the fact of needing and wanting, and he's talking about he doesn't like want it to show off or to have clout, but it's more about just needing something to be there, needing something to help him like hold on and help him, you know, get through everything. So that's what's pretty much standing out for me.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Is that feeling of like need, of want, like does that resonate for you? Is that something that like you're like, yeah, that's, you know, something that we all have present?
I think, yeah, everybody needs certain things to cope with things people are going through. Everybody wants certain things and needs certain things, and a lot of it is needing something and wanting something, and if it's a difference, because if you want something, you just desire it, but if you need something, you really need to have it, like for your health. Mm-hmm. For your mental health, for your physical health.
Do you feel like that line's always clear when it comes to talking about substance use?
Not always. I mean, a lot of times with addiction, people really feel deeply that they need a substance, and it's not always what's best for them. So if you really, like, you feel that you need something, I mean, a lot of times people will do whatever they can to get it because it's that desire, and if you need something for your body, it's hard to get off of it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we talked about yesterday, and one of the words that's up in here is endorphins and psychological and mental. And we talked about how, like, in some ways, like, as, like, we have chemical responses to these things that we want or desire, whether we're talking about, like, a relationship or alcohol, right? Like, there can be a lot of different things we can feel addicted to. But our bodies actually start to, like, because it uses as a coping mechanism, like you said, right? And then there's chemicals that make us feel like we're coping, and those get attached to that behavior. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Sienna, what about you? What words stuck out for you in that list, in that song we listened to? Anything?
Like the same thing. I don't know. The same thing, really.
Yeah, what does it mean to you, or what's sticking out for you right now?
As in, like, me?
Or just in general in the conversation, yeah, just what this means to you, or the song, what stuck out for you in the song. It's cool. We can get back around. Maybe we could listen to a little bit of another song to kind of keep the discussion fresh and bring another artist in. Is there anything else about the lyrics for this song, though, before we move on, Middle Child, that, you know, stuck out for you or you think is important for people to take away as listeners?
Something that stuck out for me personally is about where he says people do things for clout and people do drugs or use a substance because they want to be, like, almost like the life of the party. They want to be, you know, like, they want to try to act cool, but how he says, like, he really, like, if he's going to do something, it's not because he just wants to be cool. It's because, like, he really needs it. And I feel like a lot of substance use, especially within teenagers, starts out as just wanting to be cool and wanting to fit in, and then it really gets to a point where your body needs it so much that it starts to become addicting, and you get addicted, and some people just have that kind of personality, an addictive personality, and some people don't, but I feel like a lot of what happens in youth and a lot of just trying to fit in starts addiction.
Really great points. Thank you, Laurel. Thank you, Sienna. The next song that we're going to listen to is... was Caterpillar by Kendrick Lamar, another artist.
Because the revolution will not be televised.
Oh,
this right here for the number one.
I don't know.
Number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one.
So.
Now everybody saying that the number one.
Ring the alarm. The caterpillar keeps firing. Oh, we in the war where butterflies keep dying. Ah.
I'm a product of Parker Lewis and Kubiak. If I didn't do this, where in the f*** would you be at? See, there's a difference between us. When I spit hit arenas, you would drip from my piss. I eat lions and sip hyenas. You number one when it come to slaughtered mics. I'm trying to be number one in my son and daughter life. All you is my little rapper babies. Y'all my children, y'all bit my and contracted rabies. Don't you grade me next to these rappers, baby, that's degrading. My style got so many different facets. I switch into so many different patches. I'm skipping class to be fascinating. My pen is like Big Ben, it's just a classic waiting. Your favorite rapper come at me, I just decapitating. Out here congratulating these half-mans who had their highs. These rappers only when they match just because they strategize. I bring Attica to these patterns and here's my battle cry.
Ring the alarm, the caterpillar's firing. In a world where butterflies keep dying. Ah.
Hey. This right here for the number one. Number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one. Now everybody saying that the number one kid think your number one quit. Number one song, get your number one chick. Number one fly with your number one kid. When it's all done, then your number gon' switch.
Hold up, wait a minute, guess what I'ma never do? Show so much respect to you, that I feel like we friends. So now we no longer competitors. That could be the death of you. Never let someone who's not as smart as you.
All right, that was Caterpillar by Royce the 5'9 and Eminem. What do you guys take on that song? What you think about it? Laurel, who wants to go first? Oh, don't all jump at once. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Oh, what about you, Laura?
I heard a lot of, like, caterpillars and butterflies, which really reminds me of, like the process, which is the caterpillar, and then, the result, which is the butterfly. But it seems like in the song, it's making a point where, like, everybody can be harmed, and it's like, one person isn't this and one person isn't that. It's like the whole everybody, like everybody.
Exactly. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
You know? And also, like, everybody can morph from the caterpillar to the butterfly at some point in life. You know? I think It was a good song. It was a pretty good song. I love it. I love that song. I love Royce da 5'9". It's a good artist. He also struggled with addiction. He was, he's been clean for, I think, 5 or 6 years now. He was struggling with alcohol. Addiction. So yeah, that song was a real good song.
The rap is a damn toddler. Yeah. My dad is your grandfather. Yeah. I have to rehatch on you. Yeah. Come back as a black wasp. Yeah. Half yellow jacket you can't swat a Sasquatch. Dancing on top of an ant. Trample it and stomp it. Smash it and stand on it. Damn it, I can't stop it. The rap is a badge and I'm going in like a tampon. And this bitch, it's a manslaughter. Stamping out grasshoppers. You can't be no rap gods. In fact, you're exact opposites. You make a wax song and can't hold a candle. But even Danielson wax off. You goffs. Yeah. Need to come to grips like a job. The boom bap is coming back with an axe to mumble rap, lumberjack with a hacksaw. Number one, but my pencils are number twos, cause that's all I do's when I'm poop is my suit. And I'm on the john like a prostitute when I'm dropping a deuce. And when I'm producing them lyrical bowel movements, these beats are like my saloon, cause these bars always got my stools in them. And I don't need Metamucil to loosen them.
So we're going to close out our conversation with William and David. So a couple new guests. Thank you to Laurel and Sienna. And the last song we're going to talk about is The Sky Is Crying by Gary B.B. Coleman. So we're going to listen to a little bit of that song and bring it home with that conversation. Thank you.
crying. Can't you see the tears roll down the street? The sky is crying. Can't you see the tears roll down the street? I've been looking for my baby, and I wonder what can she be. I saw my baby early one morning. She was walking on down the street. I saw my baby early one morning. She was walking on.
Hey there, folks. This is David here. Thank you again for listening in. This is a song that I chose by Gary B.B. Coleman. The name of the song I was mentioned before is called The Sky Is Crying. I love all types of music, so what hit me in particular was obviously an emotional, as blues tends to be. So for me, it fits perfectly to the month that we're transitioning now, which is the alcohol and addiction month. So it was originally by Elmore James back in 1960 through the label Fire Records. It was pretty much inspired by a Chicago, ironically, a downpour. So it just pretty much fits The Sky Is Crying. And what it really much, just to sum it up about it, is just depicts about this person's breakup relationship and how he's just having a difficult time in regards to that. So it just sounds like he's just addicted to it, you know, really. He's just trying to move on.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that in and for us to, you know, start this conversation with a really broad lens about how addiction and desire and where we're at shows up in our lives. And, you know, I think there's often a relationship between what kind of substances are used or abused in our lives and how we're doing with our interpersonal relationships.
Right.
And a lot of times, like, having to cope with emotional loss can relate. So there's all these ways it feels related and important.
Exactly. It doesn't always have to deal with, like, alcohol or drug or any other substances. It can just plain be simple as, you know, a relationship addiction. You know, what do you think, William?
Do you see people getting addicted to relationships in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people, when they have that relationship, they just start to feel attached to one person, and when that one person leaves them, then it's just like, whoa, the whole world is over because I don't have what I need or what I want or what I desire. It's kind of, in a sense, what somebody would want to crave. It's just what somebody wants is kind of, yeah.
No, definitely. No, I could relate that. I can see that too, you know. So, you know, it's amazing how, you know, addiction could fit into so many topics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but people need to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the words I'm looking at on the wall, right? Loss is here. Somebody threw that up as related to addiction or what addiction's about. So,
emotional.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of times what's happening with addiction is like our bodies are trying to make ourselves feel whole. And
pain,
so,
maybe.
You know, the more we can practice and think about how to make ourselves whole from the inside out and not have to rely on seeking relationship or validation or substances to kind of
pain,
like fill that pain. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's part of how we start that process.
So it's definitely a psychological effect, you know. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting down to our time. William, want to bring us home?
Yeah. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in our program in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the youth club at the. Okay. Join us for radio workshop
You're
at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. Tonight, the Catskill High School is putting on their performance of Beauty and the Beast. Catch it at 7 p.m. tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the high school auditorium.
Yeah. Shout out to all the clubhouses.
Shout out to Hudson Clubhouse.
That's right.
Our clubhouse, you know.
I'm gonna give a shout out to my son Isaiah, who's listening in, to my family across the river.
Shout out to Isaiah.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to Darius's mom.
Shout out.
Shout out to all the musicians featured in this show for their influence on addiction awareness and recovery, such as Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Ayo and Tayo, Rihanna, Demi Lovato, and Gray B.B. Coleman.
That's right.
Birthdays.